You're listening to SBS News.
Donald Trump says that the United States is close to achieving its military objectives in Iran, but is warning of fresh attacks over the coming weeks if no deal to end the war is reached. In a national address, he stopped short of repeating his earlier claim that Iran's government is seeking a ceasefire and gave no new details on what any talks might involve. He says the military campaign is nearing its goals, but makes it clear more strikes will follow.
Thanks to the progress we've made, I can say tonight that we are on track to complete or to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. In the meantime, discussions are ongoing.
Mr. Trump also says that the regime change was not the goal. It has effectively already happened.
Regime change was not our goal. We never said regime change, but regime change more reasonable.
However, many analysts and Iranians say they expect Iran's new supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei, to continue his father's hardline policies. President Trump also repeated his call to other countries to do more to reopen and protect the Strait of Hormuz.
The countries of the world that do receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage. They must cherish it. They must grab it and cherish it.
Bahrain has taken over the presidency of the Security Council, making the war in the Middle East its top priority. Its ambassador, Jamal Faris al-Rawai, says the crisis is no longer just regional.
We would reiterate anchoring the principles of not using maritime corridors and international corridors as a strategy to build pressure in conflicts. This would be a flagrant violation of international law and the rights of all countries that depend on those corridors. So there is an urgent need to address this matter. This applies to the Strait of Hormuz and any other maritime corridors around the world. This is why this draft is being discussed at the moment in the Council. We hope it would be adopted as soon as possible, God willing.
Financial markets have also reacted nervously, with oil prices rising and global stocks slipping amid fears of further escalation and disruption around the Strait of Hormuz. In Tehran, the public line remains one of defiance. At a pro-government rally, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi praised supporters for what he called their spirit and sacrifice.
One really feels admiration for these people who, with so much motivation, enthusiasm, and a very high spirit, do such things for their country. They sacrifice, protect, and persevere. They preserve social cohesion.
Iran's leadership is also defiant, not only in Iran, but also in Lebanon, where Hezbollah has been conducting daily strikes against Israeli targets. Iran's supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei, has reportedly issued a written statement praising Hezbollah and pledging continued support for what he says is resistance against the Zionist American enemy. Iran, meanwhile, says it has launched fresh missile and drone attacks on Israel and on American bases in Gulf states, though there are no reports yet of direct hits. But across the region, civilians are still paying the price of war. In Israel, interceptor missiles were seen over Tel Aviv on Wednesday night, with sirens sounding as families prepared for Passover. In Petah Tikva, officials inspected light damage after another round of incoming strikes. And in Tel Aviv, people marked Passover not in their homes but in an underground car park being used as a bomb shelter. Rabbi David Benyamin says, as history has proven, the Jewish people always triumph over adversity.
One of the texts we have in the Passover Seder talks about the fact that in every generation, there are those who rise up and try and destroy the Jewish people. Of course, starting with the Pharaoh in Egypt. But in every generation it happens. And if you look at Jewish history, uncannily, it really seems to be the case. But there's always a happy ending. At the end of the day, God always steps in and saves us.
In southern Lebanon, an Israeli airstrike flattened a building in Humin Tahta as the country's death toll now reaches 1,318. And in Indonesia, family and colleagues are mourning a 28-year-old UN peacekeeper killed in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, U.S.-based rights group Harana says the death toll in Iran has reached 3,519, over which 1,500 are civilians. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.